The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Pei Gimel. Gemara Menachos Daf Pei Gimel Med Aleph learns out a hekish from Oshem to other Karbonis. And the Gemara over there says, Ma Oshem Atznois of Mutarin, I've called it Tzmois of Mutarin. Just like by a Oshem, we find by a carbon Oshem, that what happens to the carbon? You have an animal that you brought as a carbon, you do the Zrika. The Zrika allows that the Emurim are burned on the Mizbech. Fine, they're burned. They're incinerated. There's nothing left. What part of the animal do I have left? So I have the meat. The meat gets eaten by the Kehanim. After the meat's eaten by the Kehanim, or even before, even besides the meat, I have bones. There's bones that, the bones are not edible. The bones are not things that you eat. They're not parts of the carbon that get eaten. So what happens to the bones of the carbon? So the Gemara over here is saying that the bones of the carbon, Rashi explains, that the bones of the carbon are, they do not have Kedusha after the Zrika. Just like the Zrika takes off the Kedusha enough that the meat is now eaten by the Kehanim. So the bones, which are not eaten, there's nothing to do with the bones. So the bones lose all their Kedusha after the Zrika, and they do not have, before the Zrika they do have Kedusha, but after the Zrika they do not have Kedusha anymore, they do not have any Kedusha, and therefore Rashi says, the Gemara says, Atzmois Mutar, Rashi says, what do you do with them? You can make it into Katsa de Sakini, you can make it into a handle of a knife, you can make it into all types of Kalim, you can carve it, For whatever purpose a person will decide to use it, the halacha is that the atzamos, the bones of a asher are mutter, and the Gemara learns out from here that to all other karbanos, that all other karbanos as well, the bones that don't go on the mizbeach and are not eaten, so they become 100% mutter, and you're allowed to do whatever you want with these bones. The arzuruah. Now, the Zoras from Reish Tzadik Zayin has a question. The question is, if you make kalim out of bone, you make a kli utensil out of bone, and you cook something inside the kli. So we know that there's halachas that discuss whenever you take a utensil and you cook something, it's heated up, and there's food elements that are cooked inside this kli. So the halacha is that there is what's called blias. There is some element of taste of the food that gets absorbed in the kli, in the utensil itself. And therefore, if the utensil or if the food that's inside the food that was cooked in this utensil, for whatever reason, is not kosher, is treif, then the halacha is that the next time you cook food inside this utensil, the blias, that taste of whatever the iser that went in, will now come out when I heat it up a second time, and it will cause whatever I am cooking in the pot the second time, to, even if it's mutter, it will cause it to become aser. What's the common application is, the common application is by basar b'cholov. You can have kalim that I cooked something, I cooked milk inside the utensil. So now there's taste of milk that's nivla, that's inside this kli. Now if I cook meat inside, so then the taste of the milk will come out and mix with the meat, and then I have a problem of basar b'cholov. Another common application is before Pesach. If you have blias pots that were used all year round, so there was taste of chametz that was absorbed in the pots, so now you won't be able to use these pots on Pesach. Now, therefore, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, the halach is of Hagola, about how to properly kasher these utensils before Pesach, so you will be able to use them on Pesach. And this is aside from the fact that even if you took real treif, real food that was treif, that you cooked inside the pot, so now the pot is treif, and you'll have to kasher the pot in order to be able to use it once again for something which will be mutter to eat. There is another application, and this application is the application of the halacha of noiser. If I cook a carbon, if I take a meat of a carbon, I cook it inside a utensil. So the Torah says that the meat of a carbon after a day, or at least after 2 days, becomes noiser. You're not allowed to leave it over. And if you leave it over, you're not allowed to eat anymore. It becomes noiser. It's also to eat, and you have a chiv to burn it. The Torah says not only do you have to burn the meat that's left over, but you have to kasha the pots. The pots that I use to cook this meat of a carbon, so the Torah says, supposing in Chumash and Parashas Tzav, says that if it's a metal kli, it's a metal utensil, so you could kasha it. You could wash it out, boil hot water inside it, that'll take out the blias, you could kasher it. If you cooked it in a utensil which is made out of cheres, earthenware, kli cheres, though we don't have the ability to completely remove the blias, the taste that's absorbed through kashering, and therefore the Torah says there's no other aid, so what you have to do is you have to break the kli, you have to break it so that you won't use it again. Now the question the Or Zeruah has is, what is the halachic status of pots, utensils made out of bone? The halach is, we know, it's very clear that if you have kalim that are made out of wood, of eitz, kalim that are made out of metal, kalim that are made out of cheres, it's very clear that in the Torah that the halacha is that all these utensils absorb taste. And therefore, we have all these halachas. Yeah, you can't mix in milk and meat. You have to kasher before Pesach. It'll be treif. It'll become nicer. You have all these halachas. The question is, what if I cook something in a bone utensil that was made out of bone, kli etzem? Does the material of etzem absorb the taste or not? By every single material we have to discuss. There's a discussion in halacha. What happens if I have schuchis? What happens if I make a kli out of glass? Does glass absorb taste? The poskim today to discuss whether plastic absorbs taste, whether it needs to be kashered, or maybe it doesn't require being kashered so long as it's completely clean and there's no residue outside. These are all discussions. So the Rishonim discussed, the Arzaruah discussed, what's the halacha of a kli etzem, a kli that's made out of bone, does it absorb tam? Are there blias or are there no blias? And Arzul wants to say that it's not necessary to kasher before Pesach kelim made out of bone. And the raya is from our Gemara, because what are we talking about over here? You have a piece of steak, you have a piece of meat, the piece of meat from a carbon osham, or whatever carbon, it's attached to the bone. I cooked it in the pot. I want to eat it. So the kohen wants to eat it, so he cooks it in the pot together with the bone. If he cooks it in the pot with the bone, that means the bone absorbs the taste. Right? If it's a type of material that absorbs taste, then it will absorb the taste just as much as the kli absorbs the taste. The taste will be absorbed in the bone as well. Now that I finished eating the meat, it's over, it's finished, there's nothing left. So now the Gemara says, what do I do with the bones? So okay, Gemara, it's moysa mutar, you can go use it for whatever you want, go make it into any type of kli. Okay, I'm gonna make it into a knife, I'm gonna make it into a bowl. And now I'm gonna use this bowl and heat up something else in this bowl, and heat up my soup in this bowl. Wait a minute, if they're blias from yesterday, those blias from a carbon, they became nicer. Just like a carbon becomes nicer, we said the blias become nicer. And just like the blias go into a pot, the blias will go into the bones. If the blias go into the bones, so now how can the Gemara say that I am allowed to use these kalim? It must be, says Arzaruah, that the Gemara understood that these kalim are not bilea etzem. Bones are not bilea tam. They're not bilea taste. And since they're not, they don't absorb any taste. So therefore, there's no taste inside it. It's not, nothing went in. Nothing's going to come out. And therefore, Paskins Arzaruah, it's not necessary to kasher kalim made out of bone before Pesach, as well as by treifus and other things, and by bosa b'chol as well. There wouldn't be any need. There wouldn't be you wouldn't have a problem. Now the Arzaruah, Zerishain, not all Rishainim agree with the Arzaruah. The Mardechai in Psachim in the second parak disagrees with the Arzaruah, and he says he's not sure, and he thinks that it will actually be a problem. And in fact, is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, in Arachayim Siman Tofnan Aleph Sivches, Paskins like the Mardechai, and he says that halacha lemaisa, a person needs to be machmer and kasher, kelim made out of bone, before Pesach. In order to use it on Pesach, it needs to be kasher, because the Mardechai was mefakfik. What was the source for the Mardechai and the other Rishonim who disagree with the Arzaruah? So, they're basing it on a Pasuk and Chumash with Rashi. Pasuk says in the parish of Midian, Klal Yisrael went to fight a Muhammad, they went to fight a war against Midian. And they won the Muhammad, and they took is they took the utensils that had belonged to Midian. So the Pasuk says that Hashem commanded Moshe that after they took all these utensils, it says all these utensils, those are all the things that it says explicitly in the Pasuk and metal. It says, You have to kasher it by putting it into a fire. Something that was used on a fire has to be kashered by using on a fire. You can't kasher it by boiling up water on something that was directly used on the fire. Something that was only used, you cooked something in it, so it became hot with hot water, so then you could kasher it by boiling up water inside the utensil. And Rashi says in Chumash over there that kol davar she'ovi be'esh is coming to include kelim that are made out of bone. So the way Rashi understands the psukim, it seems very clear that kelim that are made out of bone also absorb taste. Because if they don't absorb taste, so why on earth do they belong in this pasuk? This pasuk is discussing the rules of Hagala, the rules of how to kasher something. If you're talking about the rules of kasher something, that means it absorbs the taste. Therefore, the Mardechai suggests that, like the Arzarua, that the halacha will be that you have to kasher it, and that's how the Ramah paskins. Now, not everyone agrees to this proof. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Pirush on the Torah, say from Marek Tzia, over there in Arachayim Sim Tofnan Aleph, says that it's not clear that all the things in the Pasuk that are mentioned in the Pasuk necessarily have to be referring to halachas of Hagala, because not only does the Pasuk over there speak about Hagala, speak about kashering, the same Parsha, the next Pasuk in the Parsha says that everything needs to be toivled. You have to take everything and be toivled in the mikvah. Why do you have to be toivled? You have to be toivled. Now, there's a discussion why you're toivled. We have a halacha that when you buy a new kelim from a guy, they need to be toivled. Some say over there, they need to be toivled because they became tamei because they were when they went to war with Midian, their people were killed, and the kelim became tamei, and since the kelim became tamei, so therefore it was necessary to be toivled these kelim. Now, the halacha is, it's a clear Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, that kli etzem, kelim that are made out of bone, are mekabel tumah. Kli etzem, kelim made out of bone, are mekabel tumah, and therefore since they're mekabel tumah, you need to be toivel them in order to make them tar. Therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it's not muchach from the psukim or Rashi, that Rashi's discussing, rather the pasuk has to discuss kelim made out of bone, because we're discussing kashering them. Could be the Torah is only discussing kelim made out of bone in reference to the fact that you need to be tayvel them because they became tameh. In fact, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger and Chacham Shlomo over there on Shulchan Aruch and that halacha on that Ramon Sim Tafton Aleph also wants to say that he wants to say a chiddush over there that any kli, we know that there's a halach of tumah v'tayr, there are kelim that have become tumah. He wants to say that the only kelim that are mekabel tumah are kelim that absorb taste. That's what he wants to say. He wants to say a chiddush. And he wants to prove it from the fact that we find that kelim made out of glass utensils, it's clear from the Mishnah and the Gemara that minatayra they're not mekabel tumah. But the Rabbanon they are, but minatayra they're not. And he wants to say that's because glass does not absorb any taste. Since it doesn't absorb any time, there's no blias of Isser, so they weren't geyser tumah. So if we see that kliyatsim, they weren't geyser tumah, you see, it must be that kliyatsim are different and they're also belay tam. It's not clear where the Chacham Shloim is coming from. That's the reason why kliyatsim is not mekabel tumah. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes and Beis seems to say that the reason why kliyatsim is not mekabel tumah is a different reason. It's because it's not mentioned in the Torah. Be as it may, so that is a discussion exactly if the proof from the Pasuk and the Rashi is a good proof or not. The question is, what do we do with our Gemara? Or does Zeruah seem to have a very strong proof from our Gemara? Our Gemara says that Gemara seems to say that you could take kelim and you could take bones that have, and they seem to have bleus from carbonus that would become nicer, I could make them into kelim. And that's our Zeruah's Raya. So the truth is that it doesn't say clearly in the Gemara that these utensils that I take the bone and make it into a utensil, it doesn't say that I can now take it and heat up something inside these utensils. Maybe I can only use them to put cold things inside. Now, the halacha is that the only time the bleus, the taste, comes out is through heat. only certain circumstances where they come out. Maybe I can use them. Who says that I could take these utensils that I make out of the bone and use them for food? Maybe I won't use them for food. Maybe I'll use them for other things. It's not clear in the Gemara that the utensils, the way that I could use the bone, that it doesn't have any bleus. Maybe it does have bleus. So you have to be careful of bleus. You want to use it? Either kasher it or, either kasher it or don't use it for food. So it's not 100% clear the whole proof, what the whole proof in the first place is of the Arzirua. In fact, the Kli Chemda wants to say, Chiddush, Kli Chemda in Parashas Tzav wants to suggest, interesting Chiddush, he wants to suggest that the halacha is that the only time I have to be worried about bleus of Neisser. Well, what am I worried about? I'm worried over here because I cooked the meat together with the bones in the pot, and the bones absorb the taste, and now I'm going to make a kli out of these bones, and now these bones, the bleus, the taste of the Neisser will come out. So that he wants to say, Chiddush in Hilchos Neisser, that when I have bleus, when I have taste of carbonus, right, when the taste of the carbon went into the bone, it was mutter. Because at that point in time, you're allowed to eat the meat. It was only the next day, or the day afterwards, that it became nicer. So the halacha is that he wants to suggest that the only time there's a problem of nicer is if the Torah only assert bleus of nicer on something which, at the time that it becomes nicer, it has the status of a kli. The Torah says that if you have a metal kli, you have a metal pot that you cook the meat in, you have to kasher that pot. If you have a kli cheres, you have an earthenware pot that you cook the meat in, after the day is over, you have to break the pot because it has bleus of neiser. It has bleus of neiser, but that's only pots. That's only kelim. But this bone wasn't the kli at the time that it became neiser. At the time that the bleus become ulcer, it wasn't the kli, it wasn't the utensil at all. If it wasn't the utensil at all, that's not something, even though there is time inside it, but the Torah didn't say that time is ulcer. The Torah never asked that time. The Torah never said that I have to be worried about that taste that's absorbed. And since the Torah said I don't have to be worried about it, even though tomorrow I'm going to make it into a kli, so what? And the taste will come out? So what if the taste will come out? That's not something that the Torah declared is osir. So if the Torah never said it's osir, so then it's mutter. So I don't have to be worried about the taste. But avada, if I have a kli, and I have some taste of something which is osir that goes into the kli today, feshteitzach, that time is osir. And that time is osir, you'll have to kasher to take the time out.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.